Welcome to another edition of Mondays with the Mayors, where we talk with the top administrators of communities throughout Central Kentucky. Joining me today on the phone is Frankfort Mayor Gippy Graham. Welcome, Mr. Mayor.
Good day to you. I'm glad to have the opportunity to speak with you.
Let's talk about that nickname. How did you get the name Gippy?
Well, it's my middle name is Gibson, and I have a name for my uncle, and whom they called Gip. And so all my life I've just been referred to as Gippy. And since it's not a real common name, as I've came into adulthood, I just thought, well, there's not many Gippies around, so I'll just continue to keep that.
Let's talk about the community of Frankfort. How long have you been the mayor? And we'll start with that.
Well, I've been mayor for 3.5 years. I'm not a candidate for re-election, so I have roughly six months to go in this in my term. Prior to that, though, I had represented Franklin County as state representative for 8 years. So, and I was born and raised in this county, so it's something that's dear to me. And I appreciate I've had the opportunity to try to fill these roles.
You sit in the mayor's chair now. What is the view like from the mayor's chair?
Well, initially, I wanted to try to integrate Kentucky State University more with the city. Kentucky State University is one of our inherent strengths. You know, it's a land-grant university, and I've always felt that we need to have better integration of the programs and that thing, and get Kentucky State involved downtown. And so, in the first few months of my administration, we were able to work out a deal with Kentucky State University for them to purchase our federal building down by the river, and which they did. We made it available for them to handle that, and they're ultimately going to repair it now. They ultimately will have classes, and they're going to have a laboratory on the river. We'll have a boat. It's going to attract people more downtown, and that's one part. Another thing is that we tried riverfront development. The Kentucky River, in years past, it's sort of been looked upon as not a friendly asset to have. But with the flood wall, and now we have a Riverfront Development Task Force has been working for several years, and we were developing the riverfront. That was very good. Also, we're trying to stimulate downtown development. We've had developers come in and purchase the McClure Building, which is a key building right on St. Clair and Main Street, and it's being put it back and renovated like it was early on. And we're getting more business downtown. We're going to have a traffic study. We now have an amphitheater on the river, and we've got bike paths around our town. We ultimately want to have about a 5-mile circle around our town. We have an excellent park system. We have about 500 acres of green space or parks within our city limits.
What are some of the challenges that that Frankfort and especially your community of Frankfort faces as we move through this economy?
Well, when it first came in, we were affected a lot by state government. You know, that's one of our inherent strengths is the fact that we are the capital city. Consequently, we get occupational taxes and things from state employees. And but back when the economy went south, back in 07, for the first time, I went back and tracked it for a number of years, the occupational tax that we received from government was less than the occupational tax received from the private sector. And when I first came in, there had been 4 straight years of spending about between $1.5 to $2 million more each year than we had revenue coming in because revenue was flat. And so, fortunately, we had hit it earlier and it had a reserve and it was able to take that. But as you probably well know, as a rule of thumb, we try to help the city government to have a reserve of at least 25% of our budget. And our budget at the time was right around $30 million. And with our revenue, our reserve, I beg your pardon, had gotten down to 7.1. And, of course, that affects your bond rating, and you have to go for that. So we made a tough decision, and which we said we're not going to spend any more, we bring in. And consequently, we had to make some adjustments. We put in what we called a garbage fee that for the first time ever, which that was not very popular, but it's, people came to accept that. And then we had to take other measures pertaining to employees' raises. But we did not have to have furloughs or lay off anyone, and I'm proud of that. And we did correct that. And so right now we're back on target.
And when you were describing Frankfurt, it sounded like it was very much a mix of old and new. So how do you preserve what Frankfurt has been and attract new business to what Frankfurt could be?
Well, we are a very historical town, and we take great pride in that. We have a local history museum that I would compare to any local history museum. And we do try to preserve those things, and we have a historical district. And, of course, with a historical district, it has certain parameters on that you have to follow when you're trying to upgrade or make changes in there. So we adhere to that. We also, as I mentioned earlier, are trying to encourage downtown development. In fact, that some of the owners there of having loft apartments, and we're trying to get more of the younger people or others moving in down there to make them more vibrant. We have our downtown Frankfurt Incorporated is also very active. We have, during the summers, every other Friday night, we have music down on the old Capitol grounds, block off some streets. Then the other, the off Friday night, are the renovated Grand Theater on St. Clair Street provides movies. And so we're getting people to come downtown, hopefully to let them to see that it is still a hub of what we have. And we're very conscious of our historical heritage, and we are making all attempts to maintain that and capitalize on it in terms of tourism, what have you.
Well, Mayor Gippy Graham, I want to thank you for being our guest today on Mondays with the Mayors, and best of luck to you.
Well, I thank you and appreciate you having me on.